Beth Schwartz is superintendent for ISD 166, and she's in this morning to start a series of interviews following board meetings.
Happy Friday, Jay.
Yeah, right. Well, you met yesterday, and you're now meeting on a twice-a-month schedule, which keeps the meetings a little bit shorter. That make everybody happy?
It sure seems to, and that way we're able to distribute information to board members in a little more timely manner. And so it just helps keep things moving along and not having us act in an urgent manner all the time.
It also shows that you guys have got a lot to consider.
We do.
Okay. Well, let's start by talking about the 2013-14 academic calendar. That's posted now, right?
Yes. I know a lot of you have been waiting to see the 13-14 academic calendar, which we did have up for a while, but then in July, the legislation laws kicked in, and there were some changes that we weren't expecting. So we had to reconfirm our calendar, and we did that last night. And so the calendar is posted on our main webpage again, and we'll get it out in some other areas too.
So this will show when which weeks are 4-day and which weeks are 5-day.
Right, and it is the same calendar that was out there after the February approval. This is actually a second approval. So if you were able to download the February one, it mm-hmm. is the same calendar. But for those of you who are looking to confirm that, it is on the webpage now.
So the legislature made changes?
We've always been well within the number of hours. We have more than the number of required hours. But at the last minute this year, they slid in a day limit, which is 165 days, and our calendar is 160 days. Mm-hmm. And so we have talked with MDE and understand their view on that, and we'll have to see what happens next year. We may have to go to 165 days, but for the time being, since our calendar and everything that we do, Q comp and preschool mm-hmm. and teacher schedules, and people had already planned vacations, and we are going to stay with the 160 days for this year.
Okay. Taconite update, that means money, right?
It does. Again, the legislature passed a $38 million bonding bill for the Taconite school districts, which we are one of. And we did meet in June, and we divided up those funds. And there was some concern by two school districts on the division of those funds. And so the legislators asked us to reconvene again. And so we did that on Wednesday this week and redivided the money up. And in this preliminary allocation, Cook County School District will see $1 million for infrastructure for technology and other capital projects. Unfortunately, it can't go into our general fund, but certainly we needed a shot in the arm for right. capital projects. And now it's pending legislator approval. So it's not completely approved yet.
Okay. Does that indicate an increase or a decrease or anything in funding from?
This is a one-time.
This is a one-time
shot in the arm. Uh-huh. It was specifically to kind of help the school districts up in the northeast corner get ready for broadband and a lot of the infrastructure. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure that goes with broadband. We switches and mm-hmm. We've got wireless boxes that are going in and things like that, and it adds up really fast. And so that was the main intent of the goal.
So this is not a diversion to keep from the money they already owe you for not paying you.
No, this is strictly off of the increase in taconite production. It's being paid for.
That's right. Taconite production's up. Right?
Yep. And so we certainly really appreciate Senator Bach and Representative Dill's work and watching out for our school districts. They have really been champions for our schools.
Good news. You can always use $1 million.
That's right.
A million here, a million there.
Yeah, well, I wish it was a million here, a million there, but we'll take right now. We'll take what's here now. We take it one day at a time.
Well, speaking of money, you approved the 2013-14 fees, and what's up and lunch?
Yes, lunch is up, and we have some control over that, but not total control. Because we are federally funded through some of our programs, the federal government has rules regarding free and reduced lunch program, and it's complex. But basically, if you don't charge enough for your school prices, they get upset and say, nope, you've got to raise your prices, and we hit that plateau this year, and so we are increasing lunches and breakfasts across the board by 20 cents. Other fees, though, are staying the same, and we certainly understand that 20-cent increase, even though it sounds like a small amount over the course of the year, adds up for families, especially for multiple children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of food, you approved a culinary arts instructor.
Yep. And we'd like to welcome David Grimsley. He is currently the executive chef out at Bluefin. He will be teaching for us one class period a day. Just really interviewed excellent. We had several good candidates, which was wonderful. And for a one-hour-a-day position, I think he's going to do a dynamite job. It allows him to continue in his passion area, which is being a chef. Mm-hmm. He has excellent training from the Cordon School of Culinary Arts, and excited to have him on board.
Well, that sounds good. Glad to see that program continuing,
yep.
too. Okay, finally, construction, and there's a tour going on.
Yep, we are touring today, of course, with Fisherman's Picnic, hoping everybody has a wonderful day out there and the sun stays out for us. But Gwen Carmen and Emily Marshall, the executive director, or branch director of the YMCA, will be available at the Eagle Doors, which is the main entrance in the parking lot, at 2 o'clock. And they will lead a tour through all of the construction that's going on the ISD 166 side and on the YMCA side.
Okay, what time is that?
That is at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
2 o'clock this afternoon. So take a break in the action, and good way to get filled in on what's going on at the school. I guess Emily plans to have regular tours of the construction, too, for the Y.
Right. The yep. As things progress here, there's going to be more. We just thought this was a good opportunity, again, as we look forward to our relationship as we move forward, working together, a good time for us to show that.
Okay, we've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, and we'll see you again before the start of school.
All right, sounds good, Jay.
Thank you.